Now, you ain't lived until you've experienced a good old-fashioned calf wrestling. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. Okay, well, not really calf wrestling, but yeah, it was kind of a calf wrestling. So, the last several calves that we've had born have been bull calves, and I'm not going to get into the weeds of all of that, but we don't keep bull calves. So, there's things that have to be done when they're born bull calves. Anyway, so we have to catch them. And it's easier to do that when they're newborn, because they're easier to catch when they're newborn than waiting a few days and they're kind of a bear to catch when they get there. You know, when they get rid of their sea legs and they're able to really run. So I like to catch them when they're freshly born. And you have to ear tag them and all that stuff. The fun part about that is mama cows are fairly protective of their newborn calves. Fairly protective. And the last couple of calves we've had born, mamas have been, there's something in the air or something. Maybe it's been the hot weather, I don't know. But they've been very protective. Very protective. And a lot of time I'm out here by myself, and so I have to pull up, catch the calf, and do my thing. There's been a couple times I've had to bring some reinforcements. My dad or my wife, somebody has to come out here with me, and they hold the calf catching rod after I catch them, and they'll kind of do the jousting thing or whatever with the mama cow to intimidate it a little bit to keep it back off of me. And there's other things we could do. We could get in the hay ring and do it and whatever. But, it's a lot of fun. You don't mess with the mama cow's new baby. You just don't. Mama cows don't play with their new babies. It's their pride and joy, right? You just don't mess with that. Even though there's things we're doing to try to help the baby, that doesn't matter. You don't mess with the mama cow's baby. She knows best, and you don't mess with her baby. Did you know that as protective as a mama cow is, it pales in comparison to the way the Lord feels about His kids? All throughout Scripture, we find words of God's protective instincts, or words that tell us how defensive He is about us, how He comes to our defense, how He protects us. He talks to Jeremiah in the very beginning of the book of Jeremiah about this, how he's given Jeremiah a calling, and how Jeremiah is called to speak for him and called to stand up and declare his words to people. And he says something to Jeremiah, I think it's in Jeremiah chapter 1, maybe verse 8, somewhere around in there. When he says to Jeremiah, I'm going to put my words in your mouth, you're going to speak, and they're going to stand up to fight you, but they're not going to overcome you because I'm going to fight for you. Whoa. So baby calves usually don't have a lot to worry about because mama cow is going to have their back. Listen, follower of Jesus, listen up. God's got your back. And can I just remind you of the words of Paul when he said that for me to live is Christ, to die is gain? What's the worst that the world can do to us that follow Jesus? The worst the world can do to us is take our life from us. Guess what? We get heaven. Listen, we can't lose if we're following Jesus. So stand up. Speak the name of Jesus to people around you that need to hear of Him, because we have a God who fights for us in the spiritual realm. We have no need to cow down in the world in which we live. Hey, I hope you know how much I appreciate you joining me today. I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate until next time. And until then, I hope you have a great week. Know that God loves you and I love you too. And I'll see you next time on the tailgate.